Line unmuted.
Good morning and welcome to the March 5th, 24 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I see no changes to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Mr. Schaefer, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of February 27th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Correspondence from council. Correspondence from council. Now it's time for public comment. Nobody signed up for public comment. Okay. Still public comment. Speak to council for 3 minutes about anything that we have concerned interest in. Nobody signed up, so go to the operator. Check online, operator, for a public comment.
If anyone has via the conference line and would like to make public comment, dial 5-star. We have Judy Seibert on the line. Judy, your line is now open. Please state your name and address her before making your comment.
Thank you. This is Judy Rose Seibert from Lewis. Good morning. There are two things that I would like to address today. The county currently does not list any ordinances that they plan to introduce under the on the agenda, the heading Introduction of Proposed Zoning Ordinances. Yet there are three ordinances listed under that title in the packet. This appears to me to be a lack of full disclosure to the public of the council's meeting agenda. Personally, I look at the listed agenda only, and then only look at the full packet if there's something of particular interest to me. Request that when there are proposed ordinance that you list on the agenda that the public looks at online. Second, I would like to request that any hearings that have large interest, like Cool Spring, be moved to a venue that will include all of the public who want to be there, both those in favor of the application and those opposed. Last week, the Preservation Coalition had 160 people attend our about Cool Spring. There were 33 people turned away from the Emergency Operations Center during the development design meeting. In my opinion, that venue is not big enough to accommodate those who will want to come to the Cool Spring hearings. To me, if you have to turn the public away from a public hearing, it's not truly a public hearing. This is especially true for a planning zoning hearing, where anyone turned away wouldn't have the opportunity to call in. Thank you for your service to Sussex County residents. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
At this time, there is no one else on the line.
Thank you. We'll close. We'll go to Mr. Lawson.
All right, thank you, President. The first item on the agenda today is the recognition of Sussex Central High School wrestling team's Division I state champion. I have a tribute here from the county council that we'd like, and as you can see, we have a few wrestlers in the audience that we will recognize. I'll invite Mr. Vincent and Mr. Riley to join captains and coaches down at the podium. Let me read this proclamation. Proclamation of the Sussex Central High School wrestling team upon winning the 2025 AA championship, whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize the SCHS wrestling team for winning the DIA title as Division I state champions for the 2023-20 season. The Sussex Central team captain, impressive season and outscored opponents during the state's wrestling tournament, clinching title on Saturday, 17th-24, ending with an impressive 12-0 regular season. The wrestling team's accomplishments is the first wrestling title for the Golden since 2017. The wrestling team served as a formidable and facing squads throughout Delaware during the 24th season, displaying discipline, determination, and character above all. The Sussex Central High School wrestling team's accomplishment is a source of tremendous pride for the Indian River School District community and all of the county. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the County Council commend the SCHS High School Wrestling Team upon winning 2024 DIAA Division I Championship title names Tuesday, March 5th, as a day for all Sussex County residents of the team's remarkable achievement. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President, John L. Riley, Vice President. Congratulations, team. Coach, will you, captains or your champions down, we'll invite Chip to set everyone up. I also want to recognize Coach and his coaching staff for an outstanding season. Recognition to Malachi Stratton for winning his third state championship, and Gabe Cannon for winning his state champion and being voted outstanding wrestler.
Mine was Georgetown High School.
Mr. President, I'm not sure what I did on the mat would be defined as, but it was something.
You were there.
I was.
That counts for something.
All right. Next item is the County Administrator's Report, 5th, 2024. One item per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet. Newdale Acres Pump Station Phase 1B received substantial completion effect February 22nd. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first item under me is Delaware State Police MOU amendment. It's an arrangement with the Delaware State Police to provide additional troopers over the state's base allocation to Sussex County since 1994. The current arrangement is 44 troopers added to the state's base allocation, a total of 187 troopers allocated to Sussex. 20 troopers are paid by the state and 22 are paid by the county. As approved in the fiscal year 2024 budget, the county state's concurrence have agreed to pay for 6 additional troopers over the next 3 years. The MOU amendment finalizes this agreement. The amendment has both the county and the state paying for 1 additional trooper for the next 3 years. This amendment brings the new allocation after 3 years to 103 troopers. The fiscal year 2024 budget has $4.1 million to support this new agreement. And we do have Colonel Lee here, if she would like to say a few words, and then I have a motion for your consideration.
Okay, sure. Come on now, Colonel.
Good morning.
There's a bar on the bottom of that speaker thing. There you go. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. President Vincent, Mr. and the entire Sussex County Council, thank you. On behalf of the women of Delaware State Police, we're deeply grateful for the investment that you are making in our agency and in the confidence you've demonstrated in us to fulfill our public safety mission in Sussex County. And I would be remiss if I didn't reflect on the troopers joining me here today, representing women and men of Troops 4, 5, and 7 who serve this county proudly. And if I could add that they make a living as a Delaware trooper, but they make a living in Sussex. They raise their families, they sit beside you in church, they mentor young children, they're your neighbors, they're your friends. And in doing this, you also ensure their enhancing by adding more troopers to this county. And for all of those reasons, say thank you on behalf of all of the Delaware State Troopers. Thank you.
On behalf of council, thank all the Delaware State Police for all that you do for this county and this state. We're very proud of you, all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Jennings, you have a something?
I do have a motion.
Okay.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the MOU amendment with the State of Delaware Division of State Police to add 6 new troopers over the next 3 years, whereas the county pays for 3 of the 6 troopers.
Pleasure, council. Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Now we're going to sign it.
Yes,
now.
I have the agreement.
Okie dokie.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks for everything.
Ms. Jennings, you're still up?
Yes. All right. The next item is pension committee appointments. I am requesting your approval to appoint two members to our pension committee. One is a new appointment and one is a reappointment. The committee is made up of seven members, whoever is serving the position of the county finance director, county administrator, and human resource director are always members of the committee. Two Sussex County community members, a current Sussex County employee, and a retired Sussex County employee who currently receives a county pension are also appointed by county council for a four-year term. Ms. Kathy Roth is the reappointment. Ms. Kathy Roth serves on the committee as the current employee. The second appointment is to be filled by one of the two community member seats. I am recommending Lance Rogers. Mr. Rogers is a financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments. He has 9 years of investment experience, which includes portfolio reviews and managing over $100 million in assets. His strong investment background will make him a valuable member to the committee. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council appoint Kathy Roth and Lance Rogers to a four-year term on the pension committee.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
A second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Let's, Mr. Roberts, are you here? Yeah, I know you are. Come on down, we'll move to you. We're not quite at 10:15 yet, so we'll get you done hopefully quickly here. Morning.
Good morning. We're here, Mr. Whitehouse and I are here with regard to the updated memorandum of understanding between Sussex County and the Office of State Planning Coordination. As you may recall, there has been an MOU in effect since about 2003, and it's one of those things that we needed to take a look at and update. There were some recent events about a year or so ago that really gave rise to this with regard to memorializing the process for amendments to our future land use map. So let me back up a second. This MOU takes care of two processes. One is the standard land use development process. You know, if somebody has an RPC or a subdivision or rezoning, that goes through the PLUS process just like it always has. And as you know, we get the PLUS reports before we have the public hearing on those development projects. The second part of this MOU deals with amendments to the future land use map. And as I mentioned, this is an improvement over that process in a couple of ways. One is it allows the party who is requesting the land use map amendment, the person who owns the property or has an equitable interest in the property, to participate as a party to that PLUS process with regard to the future land use map. The second thing is that it establishes that the PLUS process doesn't happen until after the Planning and Zoning Commission's had its hearing. Previously, the Office of State Planning Coordination required just the county to go in front of the Office of State Planning Coordination for PLUS review on a future land use map amendment, but we didn't know anything about it because it was the first step in the process. That was somewhat and is somewhat upside down because it sort of presupposes that the county's in favor of this amendment to the future land use map, when really at that stage of it, we don't know anything about it yet. And so with this memorandum, we go through the hearing process, planning and zoning, then it goes to PLUS, then when it comes to county council, you will have a PLUS report so that you can evaluate whether that PLUS report is sound or not, or if you want to follow it or not, based on the reasons that are given in the county council public hearing. But it spells all that out, and it's a much more logical process. I think it's more in line with due process for the county and the applicant because there's a freer exchange of information before we have to go through the PLUS process. And so that memorializes it. One thing that I do want to point out that was in the 2003 amendment, it's in the state code, and it's also in this amendment, that the final decision on all land use matters, and specifically the final decision on the adoption of the comprehensive plan, is that of the county. So that's memorialized in this MOU, and that's based on the language that comes straight from Title 29 of the Delaware Code. So, you know, this is an improvement over the prior MOU based on, you know, just some lessons we learned going through some previous ones, and I think it's better for certainly the public. It's better for a landowner or an equitable owner of land that may have to go through a future land use map amendment. It's better process for, frankly, for state planning coordination. It's a better process for Sussex County as well. So.
Any questions, Council? Question, Council?
I just want to be clear that this is giving the applicant the right to address the planning.
Right. So how it would work is it gives the applicant the ability, along with Sussex County, to present, you know, the reasons why the future land use map amendment would be appropriate.
And we're not speaking on their behalf. They're representing their own case.
That's correct. That's correct. It would sort of be, I think, the way it would work. I mean, because it's our future land use map, ultimately. And so, you know, if we're up in, or Mr. Whitehouse is up in front of the Office of State Planning Coordination, he would introduce it by saying there has been a request for an amendment to our future land use map. With that in mind, here is the party requesting that amendment, and turn it over to them.
But this only governs the amendment of our map, the county's map. It has nothing to do with the state's levels.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with the state strategies mapping, only our future land use
map. Only our map.
And I will tell you, too, to that point, one of the things we looked at, this process follows what we do every 10 years on a comprehensive plan. Because if you think about it, when we go through that comp plan process, we have all the workshops, then we have all the public hearings, then we send the whole thing to the Office of State Planning right. Coordination. And so this really just follows that model. You know, when we have to do, or somebody asks to do amendments in between the 10-year comp plans. So,
and what's question the council? Consistent. And I do think this is a great improvement. Having been up there for public hearings, when the people who are asking for the map change really can't speak, they get 3 minutes of public comment, that's it.
Right, right.
This is much more fair, I think, to everybody. So,
and I would point out, Mr. Vincent, just for anybody who takes an interest in this, that is a public meeting, and the public still also gets a chance to speak as well during those plus meetings.
Right.
So they have time limits on that, but they do get to speak.
Do you have a motion?
I did not prepare one, but I can do one off the top of my head.
I'm sure you can.
Hopefully. Mr. President, be it moved that Sussex County Council adopt the amended memorandum of understanding between Sussex County, Delaware, and the Delaware Office of State Planning Coordination with regard to the state plus process and coordination with the Office of State Planning Coordination.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, okay. Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Now we'll move back up to our 10:15 public hearing, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. And this public hearing, I was asked to read special instructions for the hearing based on the bond council's advice. Now is the time set for the public hearing to be conducted pursuant to section 147F of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 as amended, referred to hereinafter as the code, on the plan for the Industrial Development Authority of the City of Sierra Vista, referred to hereinafter as insurer, to issue its revenue notes, bonds, or other obligations in one or more series from time to time pursuant to a plan of financing in an amount not to exceed $80,000, referred to hereinafter as the bonds, a portion of which is an amount not to exceed $6 million, and I'm sorry, that was $80 million, referred to as the bonds, to exceed $6 million, will be allocated to and used in Sussex County, Delaware, the Sussex County portion, for the purpose of loaning the Sussex County portion to Imperium, Inc., a Pennsylvania nonprofit corporation and an organization designated in Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code, together with its affiliates or assigns to borrower, and used to pay all or portion of the cost of 1. Financing or refinancing the acquisition, construction, improvement, or equipping of healthcare facilities and other related property located at various locations within Sussex County, Delaware, as described on Exhibit A attached to the notice of public hearing published on the county's website, parens, the bond finance facilities, end of parens. And 2, funding any required reserve funds, including a deposit to the debt service reserve fund, and three, paying certain issuance expenses related to the bonds, collectively the project. The bond finance facilities will be owned and or operated by the borrower or one of its affiliates, each of which is an organization described in 501c3 of the code. Members of the public are invited to comment with respect to the proposed issuance of the bonds, the plan of financing, the nature of bond finance facilities to be financed, and the project generally. And at this time, Ms. Jennings will be making a presentation before it's open to the public to comment. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Imperium is a nonprofit healthcare organization that operates in Sussex. They do want to issue $80 million of tax-exempt bonds, but in order to qualify that for that nonprofit status, for the or non-tax-exempt status, they do have to have a public hearing in the county where the services are provided. So that's what we're here to do today. It's important to note that these bonds are obligations of the nonprofit, not Sussex County government. The county government is just here to have a platform for them to have the public hearing today.
Any questions from the council? If not, are there any members of the public here today that would like to comment on this matter? Any members of the public here today? Yes.
Come on down, sir.
And when you get to the microphone, please give your name and address, please.
Yes, sir. Hi. Good morning. My name is Gawain Theodore Curtis. I was born and raised in Sussex County. My grandparents and their parents were as well.
What's your address?
My address is 28311 Fisher Road. I've been there for probably 15 or 16 years. And probably stayed in Pinetown for a while then.
Sure, that's fine.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yep. And I do think that we need a little bit more oversight or a little bit more, because I was listening, and that's why I'm here today, because a lot of our agencies are not being regulated properly. And before I make any claims without showing any proof or anything like that, I spoke to the gentleman out there, and I try my best to follow to follow the rules like everyone else. So I presented my agenda and proposal. The gentleman said he worked here for 7 years, and he said he don't know what I'm talking about. So that's before I got here. So I'm saying, so there's that we have in two PFAs, which I know it does have to do with this because other agencies are issuing bonds, but if they're not being regulated properly, so I'm here on behalf of the public, especially on financial reasons and other things. So this month alone, two PFAs, and I did subpoena 11 people, and most of them probably wouldn't have spoke good on my behalf, but just so everyone could speak on their own behalf. And the judicial officer, one was Sonia, and the other name was Kim. I've been with my woman for over 15 years. I've never cried in front of her. They made me cry in front of them. I have children that I haven't seen in years, but I have been falsely in prison, which I have, I mean, for financial reasons, of course. Like, so I'm here to prove to my kids, the ones that I'm seeing, I have four in the home, and the ones that I'm not seeing, that I'm doing everything that I can the correct way, and to come to a resolution. That's what I put on the thing. So whatever I can do, I have a lot of proof, a lot of, I spoke with Ms. Jennings not too long ago on the phone. In Delaware, we're able to do a security freeze. So when we have some here today, we can make sure the banking system is dependent upon fair and accurate credit reports. So we need these reports to be accurate. And it looks beautiful out here. We're developing, we're getting it done, but a lot of things I don't think are accurate. So for example, when I spoke to her not long ago, she said that I owe someone some money or something. So I wasn't able to get a security freeze so that way we can get to the account to being accurate. So that way I can make sure that whatever that I need to do, I can do my part to be a productive member of society. But when I called up here, at the end, I ended up speaking with her, but we didn't come to a resolution. And she said I owed someone money or something like that. I'm just, yeah, so and then even me being here today, I know that there's many members of the public that really are not aware, and I feel like the public meetings are not really being broadcasted to the public good enough. Maybe I can be one to go out to each and every place and be like, hey, you guys need to come and just hear what's going on or have a say, assert if everything is good, if everything is not good, or a resolution to some of the problems, if you have any problems. If you don't, just say you don't have any problems. I don't know, but I started my own business in 2018. It's a lot, but I'm gonna make sure I keep it. Because even with the PFAs I was talking about, like I said, I went through the whole court process and they were both denied. So that's denying me my credit and the right as well. And I'm still not seeing the children. And where my children go to school at, there's a principal there. So they trespass me for life. Trespass me for life from public school, from public. I don't know how we're getting this okay.
But that's where I'm here. Sir. Sir, I'm the one saying you were looking around.
Yeah,
you were hearing
elsewhere.
Sir. If you could stick to this particular bond, your other issues that you're bringing up, we do have a time at the beginning of meetings where public is allowed to comment.
I agree.
Where this is specifically as to this bond request.
Okay. Well, my only issue with this is I think that we should. I think that we should allow the public to just have a little more oversight, to just make sure that agencies are doing what they say that they're doing and that they're okay with having the public have a little bit of oversight. And that's all. I don't think that the public is just being involved enough. But other than that, I agree. It looks beautiful out there.
Good. Thank you for
your
comments.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you for your talk.
Sure. Certainly. Is there anyone else that would like to comment on this bond issuance? Anyone else on this ordinance? Operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone who would like to comment?
If anyone would like to comment on this matter, please dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title resolution again, or Gina, who was going to read it?
I have, yes. Okay. It's a resolution. Be it resolved that the County Council of Sussex County, Delaware, for the purpose of satisfying Section 147F of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, as amended, approving the issuance of not to exceed $80 million of bonds to be issued by the Industrial Development Authority of the City of Sierra Vista.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The next matter is Beaver Dam Road annexation of Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Ashman. Mr. Ashman will give a short presentation. After that presentation, council may ask any questions, and then subsequently the public may comment. Mr. Ashman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I call this the Beaver Dam Road Expansion 2024. This project previously discussed in 2011 and was deferred by council indefinitely. And in 2015, it was again evaluated and we found out that there was a DLDOT moratorium on the road. Our recent interest had us go to the polling letter, and that consisted of 23 properties. Of those, we received 11 in favor and 3 opposed. And we came to County Council and was granted permission to prepare and post notices on January 9th of this year. The engineering department added the project to the county website, posted notices on February 8th, advertised the weeks of the 21st and 28th, and to date, we've had no correspondence in support or opposition to this annexation. Questions?
Any questions of council? No.
Okay. At this time, is there anyone from the public like to comment on this annexation? Is there any member of the public that would like to comment? Seeing none, operator, can you check online to see? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. You were standing. You want to come forward, please?
Give us your name and address. And
yes. Mr. Ashman was blocking you from my view. I can see you.
Jeremy Rohr. 35922 Pendo Avenue. We've had our land down there since 04. put our house in 2006. Currently, we have a 2,800-gallon holding tank. Back in 10 years ago plus, voted in favor for the public sewer to go through. I believe at that time there was 11 in favor, 8 non in favor, if I can remember. And we at that time had a full public grant to put the public sewer through there. And I thought, you know, voting for it, it was going to go through at that time. But I guess apparently nobody showed up for the meeting. Had I known to come to the meeting to voice my opinion, I certainly would have been there. But I currently live out of state. I live in Pennsylvania. We've been down here, like I said, for almost 20 years. My goal is to move down here as a permanent resident in the next few years, and would appreciate getting the public sewer through there. It's, you know, you have a 2,800-gallon tank. You can't really do too much on a 2,800-gallon tank. And, you know, I had hoped for sewer 10 years ago. Sure. But again, you know, I plan on moving down. I can't do it on a holding tank. Really appreciate if, you know, we would pass this and to make this happen. I'm not sure exactly why it didn't go through before. I was told that there wasn't enough people that voted on it, but my opinion is okay, there was 11 in favor, 8 non in favor, and if people didn't vote on it, you know, it's kind of like the election. You know, not everybody votes in an election year, but we accept the outcome of it. And if had we done this 10 years ago, you know, it wouldn't have been that much money out of pocket. It would have been a full grant versus what we're going through now. So I would appreciate if you guys would seriously consider, definitely consider pushing this through. I would really love to have public sewer here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is there anyone? Yes,
right
sir.
Here in front.
Good morning. I'm Paul DeVilbus. I live at 36136 Beaver Dam. And I don't really want to support it or not support this thing, but we want to know what it's going to cost us. What are you offering versus what do we have to provide? What are impact fees? What is the timing? How are we going to pay for this? We have a perfectly functional septic system on our property. And we pumped a lot of money into it to make it that way. And just to abandon something like this for the sake of improvement, which I agree with, we just need to know more information as to how this is going to affect you and affect us. And if it had some sort of a handout that detailed this, it would be very appreciated. But we're kind of going blind here, and I'm fully in support of the environment and making things better, but we need to know more.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Ashman, is there anything that can address that, any of the issues, or when would that come?
I was looking for my polling letter because I thought most of that information was on the polling letter. Right now, projects we're predicting there'll be about $1,000 a year assessment. Current service charges are $330, and we will try to roll the impact fees into the financing package when we get to that point to apply for funding.
Okay. Thank you.
So figure about $1,300 a year.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like, sir?
Morning. My name is Richard Rohr. I live on 35918 Pendel Avenue. And at this point, when we first bought our property, we were not able to get we couldn't get a sand mound or anything. So we have a tank also. And at that time, before we actually purchased, we were told that there was planning in the motion to have sewer in there, in that area. So we bought and built on that premonition that, yeah, we were eventually going to get it. And it's been 18 years, or actually all but 20 years, that we bought the property and still haven't done anything. We're like an island. There's sewer on all the properties around us, and there's just a small area that we don't have sewer. And back, like Jeremy said, that we were going to get it for basically on a grant. And now we're voting on it again. And with a holding tank, like Jeremy said, you don't have much of a choice. And we were all in favor of coming in and getting a sewer in here so that we didn't have to have that. Plus, it's a property evaluation fact. And I'm just saying that we really need it. And there's people that have their septic systems for 20 years, and a septic system is only good for so long. And to replace a septic system, you're talking at least $20,000. And I think at this point, since we can't get a septic system, that we very much need the sewer to go through.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Anyone else? Seeing none, if operator, can you check online to see if there's anyone that would like to comment?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires close public record.
Close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Ashman to read the resolution. Short title.
Yeah, short title. Resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District Millville area to include the Pendel Acres subdivision and several parcels along Beaver Dam Road and Substation Road located in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, okay. Mr. Schaefer. Questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Here he comes. Here he comes. Mr. Medlars, our wounded county engineer, retired.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. I'm learning how to position myself to not hold you up.
No, you're good. You're doing good. You're doing good.
So it's a process. So I'm back on the Cannon Road Inland Bay Drainage Project, which I hope you all had an opportunity to visit over the course of the last almost 10 months. It started out as a great project with no issues until we got hit with this 6-inch storm event. And then we got hit with our own, let's say, self-induced damages. Let's won't dwell on them. So, and then here comes December 18th, and we got hit again with another 5-inch storm. And this time it hit us on saturated bare ground conditions, you know, like obviously we talked about, you know, the goose damage, et cetera. But this one caused some, again, significant damage. So we broke this request down in two. One was the immediate repairs we had to make. Essentially, there was no choice.
Sure.
We installed some level spreaders along the bypass rail. We had, actually, Cannon Road got washed out. So it was that intense. And so we had to make the immediate repairs. We have to do a final overlay, but that's relatively minor. We'll come back with that later. So, so these issues are already addressed. I grouped them together in a change order called 4A, because that's a fixed number. We know that's done. So we're also discussing with Kinsley what can we do to that bypass rail around the constructed wetland to not have to do this again on an emergency basis. So we're asking for a time and material quantity-based change order 4B, which would allow us to do some strategic points of fortification in anticipation that we have full germination and no longer the conditions which are bare ground saturated in 2 or 3 months. So from that standpoint, I felt like I'm not going to spend that amount of money unless we have to do it on a sort of a gradual basis over the next few weeks.
Sure.
So that's why it's unusual that we present it in such a way, but that, I think that makes a lot of sense. So this is not a good week for us, but so far so good. It's looking okay out there. So we do not have any other known conditions. So
that's good.
Let's leave it at this.
That's good.
So I have a request for the two independent requests, two independent motions.
Please read your first
motion.
For
your consideration.
Sure, read your first motion.
He be moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, change order number 4A and 4B for contract 2205 Cannon Road and Inland Bays Road drainage improvement and constructive wetlands be approved, increasing the contract amount by $116,691.37 and a not to exceed amount of $95,800 respectively.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second.
I second it.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Then I will stay for the award of the James Farm project because I've been waiting for this probably longer than Mr. Tulu.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Mr. Vincent, County Council. Thank you for having me. It's been a few years since we talked James Farm. I'm here today with a quick update and a motion to award a campus education building project.
Sure.
So about 2020, 2021, we were working through ORP grant process with DENREC. We fulfilled the bathroom installation at James Farm, as you're aware. The Sussex County owns the James Farm property, but the Delaware Center for Inland Bays is our operating partner under the lease agreement. So since the time of the bathroom installation, the Delaware Center for Inland Bays took the lead on continuing the master plan implementation effort by they secured the design team, the architect, the mechanical, electrical, plumbing, structural. They put together the package for the education and maintenance buildings which would fulfill the master plan effort. Over that time, with prices and changes, the funding efforts continued to work at finding as much financing as possible. We stayed in tune with the Delaware CIB along those ways. Our component financially has always been a connection to some CTF grant monies as well as the DENREC ORPT match, which is $100,000 of county funds. That was committed to a few years ago and it's been carrying through. It was identified that there really couldn't be two standalone efforts in terms of a design bid build because the money that we touched wasn't really sufficient to build one of the buildings standalone. So it became a focus to put everything together in one package. We have to touch it to a degree anyways, so it would be a Sussex County contract to advertise and construct. We got to that point after a few years. We did successfully advertise the project. We had three bids. The low bid was a little higher than everyone had hoped. However, the Center for Inland Bays was able to scrounge every penny and put it together. And it's looking like the funding is in place to backstop the effort. So I'm here today with a award recommendation, a motion to award. It is contingent upon final approval of the funding between the Center for Inland Bays and Ms. Jennings, the finance department, to make sure everything's dialed in. So if there's any questions, I'll give you a motion. Mr. Tulu, the director for CIB, is also here. If there's anything I can't answer or anything you'd like to hear, but with that
if
said.
If you read your motion, then we'll see if we've got questions.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract C23-21 for the proposed campus of James Farm Ecological Preserve be awarded to Bancroft Construction in their lowest base bid amount less alternate deduct for a total of $2,090,500, contingent upon the Sussex County Finance Department's receipt of funding.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, any questions on the motion? Questions on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Fine job.
Thank you.
While we have him at the podium, could I indulge for a minute? Separate issue. I've been down to the farm, and it's really made a lot of progress. Looks good. But there's one issue that when we go down there, there's a sandbar, so to speak, that's been eroding quite rapidly. Acts as a bit of a breakwater there. And I'm just wondering if there's been any contemplation to rebuilding that or, you know, improving that in some way.
Great time to ask. I'll kind of look at the loss in favor.
Yeah, thank you. We have had conversations with Center for Inland Bays staff about the shoreline that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It would be an excellent project for us in the center to lead through for a living shoreline project out there. So we've had a couple of conversations in to pursue that. I'm hopeful that that will gain some more momentum, and we'll see that through.
Hope so.
Very good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Old business. We're Mr. Whitehouse. Here he comes.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. We have four items of old business this morning. The first is change of zone number 1998, filed on behalf of Louis, Janet, and William Melton. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR, general residential district, to a B2 neighborhood community district for a parcel of land lying on the southwest side of Old Mill Road at the northwest corner of Railway Road. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at Council's meeting of February 20th of this year. And at the conclusion of the public hearing, County Council deferred for further consideration.
Any questions of Council? Mr. Moore, will you read the short title, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR general residential district to a B2 neighborhood community district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.11 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 7.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Mr. President, I'm voting no with respect to this application for a change in zone from GR to B2 for several reasons. Number one, I've considered this application a lot. Although the commission recommended approval of this conditional use, I have real concerns about it. The property is only 2.11 acres, which seems very small for a standalone B2 zoning and the possible uses that could occur there. Two, the immediate area is entirely residential in character. The small standalone parcel of B2 zoned would not be consistent with the neighborhood. Three, although the applicant stated that there are other commercial business uses and zoning districts in the area, they are all located on Route 26 or oriented to that roadway. There are not any businesses or commercial uses in this neighborhood. Four, Old Mill Road is a narrow two-lane road with no shoulders, bike paths, or sidewalks, and it's very dangerous where it crosses White's Creek, which is just east of that location. The narrow area roadways are not suitable for the increased truck and vehicle traffic that would be generated by having B2 property at this location. There should not be any business or commercial zoning located in this area along Old Mill Road. Five, there was testimony in the record that there are currently several vacancies within the existing commercial properties along Route 26. As a result, there's not enough immediate need for more business or commercially zoned property in the area, and particularly on a standalone property on Old Mill Road. Six, B2 zoning would permit uses like hotels and motels, convenience stores and restaurants, which are all fairly intensive unit uses. Once rezoned, any of these uses would be permitted on this site. These are more intensive uses, are not appropriate at this location on these small roads. Seven,
In addition to being relatively small at 2.11 acres, the property is a narrow triangular shape. Its size and shape is not suitable for B2 zoning and all the permitted uses that could occur on it, particularly after the DLDOT, stormwater, and parking requirements are taken into consideration. Number eight, for reasons I'm not satisfied that the proposed use will promote the health, safety, and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County, and particularly this neighborhood. And nine, for all these reasons, the rezoning from GR to B2 for this property should be denied.
That's a no vote, I assume.
That is my, yes, it's a vote no.
Mr. Schaefer.
Mr. President, I will also vote no. I don't believe the request for this type of zoning is compatible with the surrounding area. I believe the road conditions are inadequate, and I will vote no.
Thank you. Mrs. Green.
I'm going to vote no. It does seem to be inadequate. The road, the location does seem to be kind of awkward there, so I'm going to vote no.
Mr. Riley.
I'll vote no based on the comments made by Councilman Hudson.
I also agree with Councilman Hudson's comments. I will vote no. Motion defeated. Next, sir.
Our next item is Ordinance Number 23-09, which is an ordinance to amend the Sussex County sewer tier map element of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel 533, map 11, parcel 23.02. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at its meeting of November 14th of last year. And at the conclusion of that meeting, County Council left the record open to allow that future land use map amendment to be reported to the State's PLUS process. I can confirm that that has now happened, and we have now received those PLUS comments. And if I recall, Council's original motion was to leave the public record open for an additional period for public comments.
That's correct.
So we can announce receipt of those PLUS comments. So.
Okay, and that's all we've got to do. Okay. Next.
Our next item is conditional use number 2389 filed on behalf of AWH Properties LLC. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial storage facility, including RV boat storage and the storage of commercial vehicles and an office, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying on the northeast side of Zion Church Road. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at its meeting of November 14th of last year. This is the same parcel as a previous item. And at the conclusion of the public hearing, Council closed the public record and deferred further consideration.
Any questions of Council? More read short title, please.
This one, based upon the motion that was made at the time of the public hearing, was the public record was left open for 30 days after receiving the PLUS recommendation on this. So this would also be the same. Is that correct?
Because it's the same parcel as the previous item, it makes sense to bring them both back.
Okay. So the same announcement, we received the information.
Correct.
And the record's over 30 days.
Yes, 30 days.
Okay. Next, Mr. Moore. Our last
item of all business is change of zone number 1993, filed on behalf of Ocean One Holdings LLC. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a portion of a certain parcel lying on the west side of Coastal Highway, that is Route 1, and the southeast side of Broadkill Road, which is Route 16. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held at its meeting of February 20th of this year, and at the conclusion of the public hearing, Council closed the public record and action on the application was deferred for further consideration.
Any question to Council? Morby, short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance amend comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 64.85 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 10.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll move for approval.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
A second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
I'm going to vote yes. Based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission, I'd also like to point out that this application will prevent the need to sprawl into our agricultural lands to build commercial retail uses. I would also like to point out that all of the infrastructure, the road infrastructure, will be in prior to development occurring.
in the total amount of over in excess of $30 million by the state of Delaware. The Office of the State Planning, the Office of State Planning Strategies designates this site for future development. The proposal is consistent with our comprehensive land use plan, and I will vote yes.
Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, and I agree with the comments from Councilman Schaefer, and I'll vote yes.
Mr. Hudson.
I also agree with Mr. Schaefer's statement, as well as planning and zoning's recommendation. I vote yes.
Riley.
I'll also vote yes, based on planning and zoning and Councilman Schaefer's remarks.
I also agree with P&Z's recommendation and comments made by Councilman Schaefer. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, introduction, proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, Mr. President. There are actually two proposed ordinances as opposed to three. The first one is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a medical building for outpatient services to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 2.24 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.50 acre, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Hudson, introduce it.
That is all.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for land acquisition and pending and potential litigation.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. We're out of executive session for land acquisition and